Ladies and gentlemen, a very good morning to you all and a very warm welcome to you all. For those of you who are not so familiar with this room, the sound does not project and you will need this if you would like to hear, especially down the back, which you'll find just in front of you, and the controls indeed are in front of you. So this will enable you to hear, first of all, and also to select the language in which you would like to hear. So it's my great pleasure to welcome you all here this morning. I'm here with my colleagues, Michael Keplinger, whom you all know, who's our Deputy Director General, responsible for copyright and respect for intellectual property, and Lucinda Longcroft, who is a senior legal officer in our copyright and related rights sector. And Mr. Lauren Brennan is on my left. He's our first speaker, but Lucinda will be introducing Lauren a little bit later on. Now, anything to do with finance is a matter of interest these days, I think, and not always positive interest. And I think it's rather important for us to all reflect on why that might be the case. And there are two reasons that I would like to suggest. I'm sure they're not the only two reasons. I'm sure there are a multitude of reasons. But there are two in particular which I would like to mention that I think have some relevance to our meeting today. And they are, first of all, that the relationship between financial securities and the underlying economic value has not always been apparent in recent years. And one of the explanations for the difficulties in which we find ourselves economically in the world, I think, is just this: the lack of connection between the security and the underlying economic value. Or, if you like, that connection between the security, the financial security, and the underlying economic value had become too tenuous. And that is, of course, a lesson for us all. And in particular, I think it merits attention that we can't really speak now of securities without being confident that the valuation system for the economic activity or the economic value that is supposed to be covered is in place and is easily understood. And that, I think, is very relevant in our particular field of intellectual property. Now, a second, I think, reason amongst, as I emphasise, the many for which we find ourselves in a difficult situation also, I think, is a consequence of the complexity of financial securities in recent years. They lack transparency, and they were not easily understood, not easily comprehended by the marketplace. And that, I think, is another important lesson for us in this particular field when we start to look at intellectual property financing. And we have to realise that as a consequence of the current economic crisis, we are now addressing this subject matter in an environment of distrust for the intangible economy. And we need to be aware, I think, of that distrust and, as I said, of the reasons for that distrust. But whether or not there is distrust, it remains the case that intangible economy is here and has arrived. Over 50% or over half of the top 500 companies on Standard & Poor's index valuation is intangible. So it is here. And the global trade in intellectual property, this particular form of intangible, is over $300 billion United States dollar. So we do have the knowledge economy and we do have the intangible economy. It is here. And this we have to deal with in the current environment of, and taking into account the lessons that we are starting to derive from the unfortunate experience of the last 12 months in particular in relation to the financial crisis, translated in turn into an economic crisis in the real economy. But the transition having made, we know that intellectual property assets will not be able to realise their full potential unless there is adequate legal and regulatory support, and unless there is also an adequate level of awareness of intellectual property amongst the financial and intellectual property industries. So this is one of the purposes of our information meeting today, and it takes place against a background in which we at WIPO, my colleagues in particular, have been involved for now some 5 years in the work that has been taking place at the United Nations Commission on International Trade Law, UNCITRAL, in developing in particular a legislative guide on secured transactions and an annex to that guide on security interests in intellectual property. So our purpose today is to generate or further enhance the awareness of the issues relating to intellectual property financing. We will in turn be publishing an information paper following this meeting. Many of you will know that we sent out a questionnaire on intellectual property financing, surveying practices to our member states, and we received some 57 replies to that, and over half of those replies came from developing countries. And those replies, the information generated from those replies, will be included in the an annex to the information paper that we publish following this meeting.